Just so you know, each week we receive hundreds of legal inquiries. The legal team selects the best questions from the week, and then we share them with you. Here is one that I received in my office recently. The question is, my tenant of 4 years has been trying to purchase my home under a lease option. While I would be pleased if they were able to secure the financing, I wouldn't be upset if they couldn't. The other day, they asked me to complete a payment verification that they had already filled out. They asked me to sign it. The trouble is that the form that they asked me to sign is not correct. The tenants have been late at least 4 times over the past year. They completed the form to say that they had never been late. Do I sign their verification form, or should I tell them that we have to reflect the correct payments to the bank? I do not want to get in trouble. My answer is, your instincts are correct. As a landlord, you must be truthful when preparing a verification of rent or VOR for a loan. You must be truthful in reflecting payments. Otherwise, you can be implicated in bank or loan fraud at a later time if they default in the future on the loan for non-payment. You should also send the verification directly to the lender making the inquiry. Do not give it to the tenant to relay to their mortgage lender. The next question is, as the seller, can I renegotiate or even withdraw from a purchase agreement that I'm having issues with? My buyer is being unreasonable over items they discovered during the walkthrough, and I refuse to make the changes that they cited as they were easily seen at the initial showing. My answer is, the agreement itself describes your rights under your purchase agreement, whether you are the seller or the buyer. If the agreement has proper provisions for sellers to withdraw, you may be able to do so. You also will need to look at the legal remedies available to the opposing side should you decide to forgo performance under the agreement. Note, the statute of frauds requires the reduction of all real estate agreements in writing for their enforceability. The final question of the week is, I was told by my real estate agent that I can force my family member to sell a home that we own together. Is it true or even possible that in a partition action, my brother and I are fighting over my late mother's home? A judge could force the sale of a house regardless of whether we consented to the sale? What if we own the property jointly? What if I want to buy out my brother's interest? The answer to this is, in a partition action, you could elect to pay off your brother's interest if he fails to work with you. Nothing prevents you from paying off his half of the fair market value of the property. This would be offset by all of your contributions made to the home over these past years, including payment of taxes, repairs, etc. Also, you need to know that if the property is held jointly, the court does not have such discretion to order the sale of a home, so you need to verify how the title is held. Thanks for listening to today's question and answer podcast. If you liked what you heard and learned, please share this podcast session with your friends and family. Feel free to contact us if you have any questions regarding contracts or real estate issues at provenresource.com. Dedicated to your success, David Sobel.